Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This right here is the number one killer of so many deals. It isn't, hey, this isn't a good fit. It's not that the buyer chooses someone else or even used cheaper or free alternatives. It's that they chose not to solve the problem at all because they're focused on something else that has nothing to do with us. So the big question is, how do your solutions become the top priority? Here's how. By stop focusing on the problem you solve and by becoming a conduit for a problem they want to solve. Now stay with me. This is counterintuitive. Many times, us thought leaders tout a problem to be solved. We talk about the ripple effect, how detrimental this problem is. What if, instead of you becoming a vehicle for something else, a way for the buyer to get what they think is a top priority? So instead of looking for people who have your problem, you find people a way to work with you to do what they want to do. Here's an example. Many years ago, I worked with an author who wanted to expand their influence. He pitched our platform to a publisher who immediately offered a six-figure advance. Now, after the happy dance, we found out the real reason why. They wanted to use his book to get into a top priority market. The platform was seen as a conduit for something that they wanted to do anyway, to get into that market segment. That's how he became the instant front runner, by being the best path forward. To do this, we have to stop selling problems and focus on what our solutions can do for others. People select us for their reasons, which many times has nothing to do with how great our ideas are. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.